This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella loved to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
I'm edging because you're listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast, available for you and me and the entire gaggly. I am here with La Mocatriz. She is a triple threat to my life. She's trying to hurt my heart, my body, and soul. And she kind of looks like a fairy princess that resides over the pits of hell. It's my sister, Oscar Montoya.
Boo! Okay, New York quote.
New York talking about who?
To.
Talking about who? Oh,
I God, what's that white girl's name?
You got to get Buck Wild.
Oh, Buck Wild, Buck Wild.
Buck Wild, I would say, like, the, how do I put this? She's patient zero of appropriation. She's she's not patient zero. This is,
I
this
mean,
disease.
A girl, I was like, this it's disease. A tale as old as time, girl.
Truly, hate as
Methuselah
old as
is
rhyme.
Patient zero of anything. You
racism know. Every where you go and walk, see
you
it peacefully.
Are, not only are you a parody artist, bitch.
Yeah.
You are a Disney gay. You just outed
God
yourself.
God damn it.
You just outed
you
yourself.
You said tale as old as time. You started this.
I knew it. And then you continued. You know the song.
I'm 50. You started this.
And I'm about to end it. Enough.
Enough.
I love that movie.
I like that. That's a good. Wait, what movie is that?
Girl, really? With
enough.
The iconic Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, enough, the movie.
What? Literally what I said. Oh my God.
I thought you were saying the line enough. And then I'm guessing, okay. I thought it was something else.
Catch up, bitch. Wow. She's behind.
Oh,
today.
I am sorry. I don't know all the
She's
J-Lo movie
today.
Properties,
and
bitch.
That's honestly, and that's embarrassing for you.
Bitch, come at me with Made in Manhattan, Monster in Law, Second Act. Come at me with the classics.
Are you really going to name all of them?
I mean, I don't know if I can.
And you left out Geely? Oh, you must not be a fan. Oh, she must not be a fan.
You don't love her. Oscar, we're so pumped. I'm excited. We are about to talk Drag Race España. For me, another great episode.
Fantastic episode. Someone told you that it was not great?
Yeah, someone told me it was
not. We were talking about this yesterday,
great.
And I was like, who lied to you?
You know, the internet, I saw the classic thing on the internet where they were like, Drag Race España, you know, the well-drawn horse that then deteriorates as it goes down the line.
Yes. The meme you're talking about.
Yeah. That one. And someone was saying everything after episode two is falling apart.
Oh, come on. No.
I disagree.
Lies, buffoonery, shenanigans. Mm-mm.
I disagree. And you know, I take shits on the show I love with great alacrity. But
and also, like, here's like the thing, too. Don't, to the listeners out there, don't make us nervous about international seasons because they're hit or miss, honestly, you know?
Of course.
Yeah, we can't have, you know, like for every Drag Race Down Under, we have things like Drag Race España that are really good, that keep surprising us, that our favorites go early, you know? Mm-hmm. It's good TV. I think it's good. Just because your favorite went home today does not make it a bad episode.
Totally. Agree.
That's it. That's just my little PSA, you know?
I think that's a fair
PSA.
Don't
shit on the show because your favorite person went home.
I mean, bitch, it's a drama.
Listen, if that was the case, I would have been so pissed after Vivacious went home in season 6.
Oh, my God.
Still a great season.
I mean, you really refuse to let
up on the
gas.
I love Vivacious with all my heart. With all of my heart.
I like Vivacious, but girl, if you keep stop punching the gas, the cliff's ahead. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just need to give it up on the Vivacious.
Okay, but who's
Give it up, Vivacious.
Louise?
You look like a man.
Bye, Vivacious. Bye, Vivacious.
Fuck.
Slap me, bitch.
You fucking whore. God, I love
it. We're too gay. We're too gay
way
for our
too
own
gay.
Good. I just want to know, I'm curious out there, what's the Venn diagram? If you're also a Flavor of Love fan and also a fan of Drag Her or Drag Race, let us know. Hit us
Let
up.
Us know, please. Because
I don't know how much of this is just white noise to people.
I know. I'm curious, too. but for me, it's an elevated tongue. It is a great gay tradition, the likes of Paris is Burning.
Exactly.
For me.
It's the new Paris is Burning.
It's quoting Flavor of Love and I Love New York as the new Paris is Burning.
Oh my God.
Don't think I forgot about Chamo.
No, not Chamo.
Look, he's Chamo.
That's the dark days.
Chamo was.
That's the dark days.
Yeah, who is?
Because you
who
know, if they recast
canceled?
It, you know, we would be. In
oh
the
yeah, that's
Chamo.
See, that's why I want Chamo back. I want to be the new Chamo.
No, you don't.
Who is more of a problem, Chamo or Buck Wild?
Both, honestly, both. They are both equally problematic.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that they tried to make it out like who's Chamo? Chamo was like the help, literally the help.
He was the gay guy. Yeah, he was the gay guy. Who
but
was
he like the butler? Was he? New
yeah,
York's
he was
friend?
Like the was assistant he, butler. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Chicken. Uh-uh. Head.
So homophobic mm-hmm. and racist. It was fun.
Exactly. It's two strikes, bitch.
Two strikes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back in this workroom. We've said goodbye to an icon again. Ay, Dios mío.
Wait,
what
who
can
went
you
home
do?
Last episode?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Diamante
wow.
Meridão.
Wow. The girl who you said had the best look in the history of Drag Race. You fought for some reason.
You know what? I'm not bothered by your lies. I'm just not.
You're
I'm not,
here
not bothered by your
for
lies.
For confusion, chaos, drama, and pageantry.
Also, can we say last
what?
Week was truly the most I've argued with you in an episode of
You
Drag
think
Race.
No, I think we've argued more than that.
I don't know. I think we have I maybe we agreed on one thing.
We sure
but the amount of times we disagreed was far too much.
Far too much for your liking?
No, I love fighting with you. It's my favorite thing.
Bitch, bring it.
But
bring
listen,
it.
Just so y'all know, because people really were like, oh, wow, y'all really argued. And I was like, yes, it makes me so happy to argue with Mono. It really does.
Yeah, it's
but
fun.
But know this. We're not arguing for the sake of arguing. We are arguing because we genuinely do not agree
100%.
On anything.
100%.
And we're still very, very close. We're still very good friends.
Of course.
I respect Mono.
But I'm not going to lie to you, bitch. Not
exactly.
For no motherfucking podcast.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. That's from the Gospel of RuPaul.
This is what you need to do. We all do the kiki voice in the clubs. So,
but I do talk like that. No. This is how you talk. Oh God, we are so annoying.
we're the Laganja of our own lives.
We are. We really are. Yeah.
Bitch, here we are back in. We are going to do a really dumb mini challenge. You want to talk about appropriation?
I mean, yeah, I got so. It's we don't do that. Nobody said. No one on Drag Race España cast said. Maybe we shouldn't do this.
No, they don't care. Oh my God.
They even brought a fucking gong.
There's so much cock in Drag Race España. Can we talk about it?
Wait, excuse me.
There's so much cock. cock. I think this was the most sex-forward episode of Drag Race ever.
And that's why you loved it. And that's why I told you you were going to love this episode.
That's why I liked it. Yeah, I liked it.
Because it's a horny-ass episode for a horny-ass bitch.
Wild. It was some middle school lock-in nonsense where, like, just rubbing and grinding on each other's clits. It was wild.
Wait, what?
Because it was, like, all done in this, like, quote-unquote innocent way of we have our clothes on, but everyone was enjoying themselves. Do you know what I'm saying?
People were dry humping each other.
People were having a good time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And tonight's gonna be a good time.
Wait, really? You really? Really?
Tonight's the night.
Really?
Find a hole.
The Black Eyed Peas? This bitch, she wants to be Weird Alkovich. She wants to be Weird
Alkovich. Weird Alkovich? Yeah, I want to be Weird Alkovich, everyone.
Well, I can't say Zay for legal reasons.
You're so stupid. So they're getting ready for another insane mini challenge where they have to become sumo wrestlers.
Weird Alkovich!
I don't know what you're talking about.
What the fuck is this weird name? Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
Girl.
Oh, now you're sued. See, now you're sued. I did love this go-go boy with the long hair. My God. Yeah. I don't usually live for a long-haired boy, but
you don't. You don't like a long-haired fantasy. Mm-hmm.
I don't, and I don't know exactly why.
Because you're problematic.
Okay. 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 Do you live for like a Tarzan boy?
I don't actually. No.
Okay. Okay. So you're a problem.
But my reasons are different.
What are they?
Well, that's behind the paywall, bitch. You're going to have to pay a little money for it.
So stupid. It's like Montoya's secret. What is it?
And I'm sitting on it. 9 inches and fully functional.
Oh, my God.
Nine inches and fully functional. Okay, let's talk about this. If this is going to be
sumo,
the horniest episode.
I was going to talk about Jesse Williams, but we have to move on.
Oh, no, let's talk about Jesse Williams.
Did you see?
No.
Oh, God, he's naked on the internet. But it's also very...
Stand by.
It's very... The picture is not... how do I put this? Ethically sourced, because it's from a Broadway play. Where he got naked, and it's of course art, and of course some fucking faggot took a picture of his naked dick and put it all over the internet.
Wait, what?
So there's of course a lot of people saying, y'all be better, stop this shit, and then people saying, yum yum yum, me want pee pee. So it's kind of...
You have literally said that many times before.
I have. I am like a ghost in the Pac-Man world. I am just hungry for pellets of any kind.
This is kind of fucked up. Can we stop doing this?
Yeah, I do think we have to stop doing this, guys.
You know, just like...
It's a part of art.
It's art.
I'm above it. Like, I didn't even look at the pictures. I'm above it.
Thankfully, it's blurred. It's blurred out, so...
It is? Oh, that's a shame. I'll send you the real one.
You are too much, girl.
I know it's wrong, but I can't not look. I don't know. I know it's wrong. I feel bad, but also... Daddy's home, you know?
Damn.
So they're doing a sumo challenge that's very goofy. On the one hand, way too long. On the other hand, what a treat to watch these dumb cast members roll around on the floor in these puffed up sumo suits.
I know, but it was still like cringe.
It was cringe. I didn't love the music choice. There was a music choice here and there where I was like, oh, we didn't need that.
Yeah.
We didn't need that.
Yeah, exactly. Where I'm like, what? But, you know, I'm not going to lie. I would do that. If I got into like a little blow up suit, I'd do it.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
I'd
think
throw
this
you around.
Is, buy me a drink first, girl.
No,
yeah, that's right. I don't need it. This is really great. I mean, this is fun. I especially appreciated when they put the fighter energy bars up. I was like, okay, now I'm here for this. This is smart.
Yes. No. I was here for it.
It was dumb. It was fun. Some
and
of them
also
looked
Estrella one, which, you know, is cute.
is cute. And they're already showing Marina be quite the sourpuss in this episode, which is why
yeah.
I thought she was going home, but we know, you know, they just
same.
Sent her. It was bottom vibes because I was like, yeah, they're just showing her saying like, I hate teamwork and I yeah. hate freedom. Also, why are children so happy? You know?
What?
They just showed her being soy negative.
I know. But I think like, you know, the frustrating thing about Marina is that she's such a good drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
But like in terms of storyline, her only storyline is that she farts a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how we humanize the character of Marina, which I think is very funny to me. Because it's like, oh my God, is that your legacy? Just mm-hmm. be like someone who farts a lot. That mm-hmm. would be honestly like if I was on a reality TV show, like that would probably be my legacy.
You do fart a lot.
I don't know if I fart as more or less than most people.
Oh, I must have confused your flatulence with your body odor. Both are repugnant.
Oh, good one.
Okay, I deserve that. No, I'm with you. I mean, look, also this poor go-go boy doesn't get bits. Aw, pretty and dumb.
Yeah, pretty and dumb.
Where she's like, go away. And he's like, okay, I go away now.
But they told me to stay here.
Poor guy.
Not poor guy. Looking like that, he'll be fine.
Literally, you never have to talk again. Like you never, Matt. He doesn't have to talk ever again.
I just like we'll never know what that's like.
I know. Same. I'll never know what it's like to be an object.
Could you imagine just relying on your personality?
You mean not relying on my personality?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, okay. Not relying on a personality. Yeah.
Oh, my God, no. On the one hand, it's made us stronger, better, more interesting people. On the other hand...
That's debatable.
That is debatable. So we're going into this main challenge, and of course, we get Estrella's treat is that she gets to pick her partner. She picks Sharon.
Of course, which everyone Smart. Wanted to pick. At this point, it's like, if Sharon doesn't win Drag Race,
mm-hmm.
I don't know who will. I don't know who's even close to getting the crown.
I mean, I think at this point it could be Benedita. It even could be Judy G.
No way. Honestly, I'm going to say this. The only person that could even come for that crown is Estrella.
See, yeah, Estrella is solidifying herself as the comedy, like
absolutely.
The comedy queen.
She's the poopy poisson.
She is.
Season 2.
And her look was actually good this week. So, like, will she...
Surprisingly.
Okay, but can I say these pairings, that wasn't the most manipulative pairing because I think it would have been more manipulative to pair Marina with Judigi.
Absolutely. That would be evil.
That would have been evil because that would have been horrible.
But Estrella's not evil. She's not an evil bitch. She's not like you. She's not dark-sided.
Dork. But they tried to paint her like she was, you know... being a little difficult when helpful.
The only thing, I mean, interesting, because the expectation was that Estrella was going to pick somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to give Sharon to literally any of the other girls. That's where a lot of the heat came from. It's like, okay, Estrella played it safe. She picked Sharon, which is everyone's favorite.
And Estrella could have made anyone funny, I dare say. Well... almost anyone.
No, I don't think that's true.
I think she could have worked well with Benedita, Jurigi, and even maybe Drag Seitlas, maybe.
Mm.
I think Marina is the oddball in this challenge, unfortunately.
I think Marina is just weird. She, you know, she's one of those weird people. We know people like this that are just like nice enough,
yeah,
really great, but like their brain is just like, oh, babe, you're not. Here, you're not in this universe even.
Yeah, she's kind of only funny by accident, which is a shame.
Yeah, like she's got a personality, but she's so unapproachable. And that might even be like social anxiety driven. That might even be, you know, just like a social thing that she just isn't comfortable around people. And that's fine, that exists. But like when you're trying to interact with someone, they're just so far gone that you're like, okay, huh?
And that's why if I was there, I didn't see much coaching. The girls didn't seem to get much coaching. I would have been asked. I would have told her to push not into something that suits her personality. Play an art weirdo, right? Play
absolutely
an eccentric museum curator who's inviting people to España.
Yeah. Not for nothing, but she could have done the route of Valentina and Naomi Smalls, Club 96 moment.
They could have. Yeah. They kind of went too horny. Well, because they were just club
they
girls.
They all went too horny, bitch.
Oh, my God. They all went come, fuck, suck hard. They all really leaned into that. Well, they're chit-chatting. They're key-keying. Yeah, I'm curious. Before you saw the challenge, who were you the most worried for?
Ooh. Who am I most worried? Marina.
Yeah.
She's just not as funny as the other girls.
I know. And I mean, yeah, 100%. It seems in the chemistry between Jurigi and Benedita is like immediately palpable.
Yeah.
Of just like they're having
fun. Because they're both the
sexy
girls.
Yeah.
They're both the sexy girls.
Just having fun collaborating, which I mean, you can literally in this two-shot see them kiki-ing and Marina looking like a skeleton of doom in the background.
Why do you hate her so much?
I don't. I actually like her. We're going to figure out why I hate her. But first.
Ow.
Take that. A break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Bring back my break.
Oh, we're going to talk this goofy ass challenge in the Drag Race España. I will say this is the first time I looked around and I was like, whoa, we're already at top six. Whoa.
I know. It's going by so fast. How many girls were there originally?
Was it a 12? Was it a 12?
Damn, that's sizable. There's been a lot of episodes. This season has raced by. I love this season so much. I hope I don't have to eat my words later.
Me too.
Please.
I have to say please I'm enjoying this season.
Please keep it consistently
season.
Fun.
I'm enjoying the season more than season one.
Wow, really?
I think it's a little more fun. I think.
You know what? I agree with you.
Wow.
We're not fighting. Oh my God.
Baby, come here, baby.
Ew, what the hell? Kill it. Kill it.
You gave me water after midnight.
Very baby oopsie. Which we still have to see.
Baby oopsie?
Yes.
Talk to me.
I texted you that trailer.
Oh, right. Yeah, I want to see that. You know I love weird shit.
We got to see it. We got to see it. We got to get the girls together and see it.
Okay, let's get the girls together. Oh, mm-hmm. These men and the dry humping.
Girl, my focus.
God.
Focus.
I can't.
Focus.
I just can't believe. Also, I just can't believe how, the abundance of cock before us. They're like we're pilgrims at the first Thanksgiving, just cornucopias filled with penis.
You're too much.
Okay. Well, the rehearsal we don't need to talk too much about. We get it because they show us the whole shebang later, so we can talk about that. In the workroom, while they're getting ready, there's a little bit of drama between the girls of who picked who, why picked who.
Right.
And some of Marina's backstory. Marina's getting emotional about her family. What'd you think?
Do you buy it?
I mean, wow.
Let's be evil for a second. Do you buy it?
I really did. Okay. You thought this was a con, a grift to...
I think that the story is real. Mm-hmm. I feel like the emotion felt a little... not genuine.
Mm-hmm. Damn. So who hates her now?
The story's real.
Who hates Marina now? Huh?
I never hated Marina, as you can see from the tape that has been rolled. Mm. I said she's gonna be one of my favorites.
She might be one of those people who's just such a weird little robot that even when they're emotional, you're like, is this fucking real?
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought she was giving realness on her level at the very least, but I was also scared for her. I was like, don't shut up. Don't conclude your storyline, because I thought we were really heading towards sending her home.
I see. This is one of those things that happens when someone goes home.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They wrap it up. They say their parents are amazing. It's a very Laganja moment. So I was like, I was worried for her. I was like, no, if you're in this position in Drag Race, be like, I got a lot of shit I'm working through and a big secret I'm going to tell you next week. Oh my God, the secret next week will gag you.
They would get rid of you.
You think they'd Sasha Bell my ass?
They said, well, absolutely. They'd be like, okay, why don't you tell us now? Oh, this strategy. Bye, bitch.
Well, while you're cracking the code, why don't you go crack some eggs at the diner you work out, bitch?
Instead of cracking the code, you should be kicking some rocks. Go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hit the road, bitch. and don't you come back. Hit the road. I'm still brainstorming this joke, but there's a really good connection between...
No, I was just like, please let this die. Also, like, why did you have to say...
No, here it is.
Like, no one knows the song.
Ready? Here we go. Ready?
Oh, God.
Hey, babe. Hey, babes. Beat it. And I'm not just talking about that mug. Come on, that works. You know that works.
No, it doesn't.
I hate you. So here's the good news. We're on the main stage and Supreme Deluxe looks good. I thought she looked... The wig was good. Did
actually,
you like...
Oh, okay, here we go. Back.
Did you not
one.
Like the wig? Because the wig
I
is always the issue.
I did not like the wig.
Tell me
I
more.
I didn't like the wig. I don't like the... I like the height of it. I don't like this like weird messy stacking effect that it made.
I liked
it. Felt a little disheveled.
I liked it. Huh. Okay, that's fair. It worked for me. I don't know. I liked it. I like that we weren't just doing the dark route. And I like this outfit. It works for me. It's very...
I love the outfit. The outfits are not typically her problem, and her problem is her wigs. And I still had an issue with the wig.
Really? You just think it looks like not... You think it looks like a messy updo?
Yeah, it's a messy updo.
Oh, I liked it.
I don't know. I just... It wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible. It was just like, oh, I don't know. She didn't A-plus it for me.
I like it. She looks like a redhead Alyssa Edwards to me. I like the Armani. I like the leopard gloves.
Oh, yeah. It's the outfit's great.
I would chirp this overall.
Yeah, which I would still chirp this. It's just not still, like, frustratingly incomplete to me.
Interesting. Fair enough. We got the Javieres and Ana Locking. Really cute. Really cute. I got to say, I'm coming around on them. They're pretty, well, especially.
Why don't you like them?
Especially Ana Locking. I don't know. She's just, I just think she's really cute.
I've always loved Ana Locking.
She's adorable. She's, you can't not like her.
She's
like
a true.
I like the Javieres too.
Why are you saying it that way? Is it because they're pretty and you hate pretty people?
Bingo.
Does
ding, ding,
hurt
ding,
you?
Ding, ding, ding. Yes, bitch. You.
Oh, wait, did you just call me pretty?
Yes.
Ah! That's all I needed you to hear. And then I dissipate because I've been a ghost this whole time.
You found peace on this earth after yeah. one person called you
I
pretty.
Can move on. I can move on.
You can leave this mortal coil and
the
finally.
The curse has been lifted. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Even if it's a lie, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. We're going to chirp and burp this Rafael Acarra runway, which...
Our second Rafael
it's our
Cara.
Second Rafael Cara runway.
What do you think? Did you roll your eyes when you heard the prompt?
I wasn't the most excited, but...
Okay, hater.
I just... We ended up seeing a lot of similar stuff because, you know, she's a pop diva and we know her jush. The bobs of it all. The how many bobs can one person take? You know?
Well, we took Bob the Drag Queen pretty well.
I know, right? I mean, this is sibling wiggery or what? Because there's a lot of Bobs.
I will say that this one was better than España.
Yeah, I think you're right. There was more of an elevated
Italia. This one was better than Italia.
Yes, 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 yes. It was more elevated for sure.
Yeah. But I totally understand what you mean. Like, the wigs seem always like an afterthought. It is really a shake-and-go sort of situation.
It sure is.
But not everyone's wig looked ratchety as hell.
That's true. That's true. I mean, so let's talk about Estrella. She's up first. Her wig is lacking.
It's bad.
And a lacking.
Speaking of shake-and-go, I mean,
yeah.
This is it.
But the outfit, I thought, was pretty stunning and one of the best things she's worn.
10 out of 10. Absolutely. It's the cleanest thing. And her body looks good, pretty good.
Yeah, she's shapely. The sparkle's in the right place. I like these mm-hmm. bat pussy details. I like it. I like it. The wigs, whatever. But yeah, I like it. So I would chirp this for sure. Oh, wow. Oscar's yawning. Okay.
I mean, I would chirp. There's better looks out there, but it's a chirp.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, we have Benedita Bondage. We got a little
Speaking
bit.
Speaking of better looks.
Oh, you asshole. This is a little bit of a doppelganger, a little bit of a kimono she better double. And
this is executed far better than Estrella's.
Yeah, it's a little richer. Yeah, it's more tailored.
Whoa, what?
It's
Where's
richer.
Where's all this hesitation coming from?
It's, well, I mean, look, I'm just...
You don't think this is better than Estrella's look?
No, it is. It is. It's just a little different, too, you know? It's like, this one relies less on the diamond-encrusted breast of it all, and this one's more... Yeah, this one's better. This one's better. I don't know why.
You're crazy. You're, like, really, really wild today.
I am...
It's like you want to fight me but can't find the words.
No. Look, this is stunning.
She's in a bad mood because she can't fight me.
This is stunning. I just didn't look at it and go, oh, this is immediately better. I looked at it and I was like,
girl.
This is also great.
It's good. She like dyed her beard blonde.
Yeah, that was
She's
cool.
Committed.
Oh, yeah, she got the reveal for the blonde beard, which honestly, it is hard to see.
I love it. I think it's cool. It's very cool.
It is cool.
She has a wig that I'm obsessed with. This like 70s, not giving you a bob necessarily, but this like page boy. I'm obsessed.
It's a little cute. Farrah Fawcett.
The sleeves are incredible. The body. Can we talk about Benedita's body for a second? Because she says she don't pad.
Yeah, then it is pretty good. Like, obviously, she's not the hippiest, but she's hippie enough for
girl,
me.
Girl, that body is giving you female.
She just pulls in that waist, and it's...
She's got, like, exactly, she's pulled in the waist, and the she's got curves.
Yeah, she's gorge.
She's got,
that,
a great ass. She's got a
androgyny
fantastic
fish
figure. Yeah,
she really does.
Yeah.
She's
for
gorgeous.
For someone who doesn't pad, I mean, congrats, bitch.
I know.
The look is correct.
Congratulations, your ass is fat. Like,
mm-hmm.
I love the ruching plumage of the sleeves. I love it. It's great. It's such a chirp.
It's a chirp.
It's absolutely a chirp in every single
damn way. And
she's
having fun. She's moving. Like, they all, I think, had fun on this challenge.
It's gorgeous. God, it's subtle and gorgeous. Judy G. Derkley coming out. Looking pretty good. It's a white, you know, it's a simple dress. The bustier is stunning, but, you know.
I mean, it looks identical to the picture.
It does look identical to the picture. And she pulls a phone out of her puss.
Love it. I laughed. I live, laugh, loved my life after that.
I did too.
It was cute. Judy G has become one of my favorite queens this season. It's a chirp for me. Judy G, it's a chirp for me.
The jury G has found that you are guilty on all charges of being sickening, no?
Yep, exactly. And she's, you know, she's showing her personality on the runway. It's like, I feel good. I mean, you know, I'm really rooting for her. I really want her to go very far.
I do too. I think she's in the top three.
Think so?
Well, she's the winner of Untucked, and so I hope that takes her to the top three.
Ooh.
I love her. It's a chirp. Oh, coming up next, we've got the Stonen, the Gorge, Sharon.
Sharon, with a gold-inspired look. What do we think about this look?
It's okay. It's probably the least cool thing she's worn.
Okay.
Am I lying?
No, I think she actually looks pretty bad.
Also, her makeup isn't really at the level it usually is.
I know. It's a little... Yeah, she's tan, because, like, I guess that's the reference. But, like,
watch
as
the
you can
tan,
see,
girl.
Like,
watch
the
out,
tan lines
on.
Are a little off. They're a little off. I know, I know. Looking a little like Carmen Farala and a little bit like blackface.
Mm-hmm. A little.
But
it's
the
a
dress
little,
is a little dull.
Want smoosh smoosh, you know?
Jiggly?
I said it was disgusting for me. It's a burp, I'm going to say.
It's a burp. I think it is my... Yeah, it's one of two burps for me.
It's almost rude she won.
Yikes, damn.
Like, they were funny, but rude. Yeah, it's a burp. It's stupid. Okay, Drag Setlas.
I did not like this look.
You know, I saw the potential, and I see, you know, unfortunately, when you look at the garment, it's kind of mocking up. That one is a little more stunning.
The panty line, I mean, we could see the panty line. It's no go.
Yeah,
no. Just straight up no right off the bat for that.
More with a number high two, crotch, yeah.
Number two,
she
the wig
slipping.
Is a little off, girl. How does someone fuck up a wig like that? Number three, she's painted way too light in the face.
Damn, you're right. And number four, she was slip, slap, slooping around.
Number one, she couldn't even walk.
I give it. What's up, folks? Because you stuttering, babes.
I'm stuttering because the bitch was on top last week, and now she's all the way in the middle.
I know.
This
is
bad, girl. Burp. Belch, actually.
Oof. I'm just going to say burp. I don't think it's, like, disgusting. I just think it's not...
For the caliber that we're at right now, it's a belch.
And honestly, based on her, it's like last week you fucking gave us everything
we needed.
One of
the best looks. One of the most sickening looks on the runway.
And this was unfortunate because, like, the wig was more full, but it almost made her look like Eureka from Eureka's Castle. Like, actually, she looks like Eureka from Eureka's Castle.
I'm done with you.
Eureka's Castle. I mean, am I lying?
I don't know, girl. I'm too young for that.
I hate
reference.
You. Oh, okay. So here we go. Finally, Miss Marina giving us Rafaela.
This is great.
Her presentation is
flawless.
It's like out of this world. Those turns, girl, I got nauseous.
The turns, she's giving the 70s diva perfectly.
The look is basic.
Let's be 100% real. The blazer could even be better tailored.
I mean, facts. However, it's all about the presentation, and she knocked it out the park. It was unbelievable.
It really was the presentation, and I mean, she gets to show more of it later because she smoked this lip sync. Yeah, I mean.
But were we worried at all?
I wasn't sure. Like,
interesting.
I wasn't sure. We haven't seen her lip sync yet, so.
But you knew she got something back there. You know, she got something.
I know. I'm glad that the quietness went into power and like not like. Not the Nina Bonina Brown of it all, of just like, done.
Oh no.
The sleepiest Demi Lovato song.
Oh no, bitch, not that.
Cool for the summer, yes. Ice fucking cold for the summer.
Ooh. She said, it's a wabbit season, bitch.
Oh my God. I just wanted to get duck season. I just feel like I didn't get duck season.
I should have been Daffy Duck.
Here we go again. I just feel like y'all are conspiring against me. But it's,
will she ever be on All Stars?
I don't think so. Well,
yeah, I don't think World of Wonders will ask her again.
She'd be funny, though. I mean,
she would be great. I love Nina Bonina Brown. I love the stuff she did on the show.
Me too.
But girl, that Intercepteur.
It's so real for her. And she also says problematic things online, which I don't like.
Oh, yes, that part too.
I really don't like her disparaging our sickening trans sisters. That really bothers me.
Yeah.
And brothers, I should say. Okay, work. Really quick, we're going to get into these, a little bit more of these. But first, silence, Oscar. I feel like taking a break.
I didn't say anything.
Silence!
You're the one talking.
Shh! Zip it. Learn something from this. Okay?
You.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bring back my
brain.
Oh, shit. Okay, okay, work. Go off, go off. So we're back with the Sharon and the Estrella of it all. They're playing news reporters who are finding the glory holes of Spain.
And the poppers. Don't forget the poppers.
God, they love poppers.
Poppers. I mean, they really do. Have you ever had poppers?
I have. I don't love them at all. Like,
okay, speak on that.
They give me a headache. And they don't make me feel like I just get a headache. I don't like feel good.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a little bit of a bigger fan of the marijuana, you know? Girl, if it ain't green, I ain't interested.
If it's not bottled, I am not interested. If it doesn't clean your VCR.
Yes.
I'm not interested. Okay, mama.
I've been cleaning VCRs ever since I was young.
From my meticulously organized popper collection. I was okay, that's enough.
We're sick. So this is the best one. And, you know, in terms of comedy notes, they have a very simple chorus. And, you know, we've taught comedy and improv, and comedy relies on pattern. They have a strong, strong, strong pattern here. Actually, a couple patterns happening at once, both comedic and both not bogged down by plot.
I mean, truly, it is very reminiscent of Club 96 in the yes. best way. Still, I'm sorry, justice for Club 96. That shit was one of the funniest things ever on Drag Race.
It was funny, but it was messy.
No, disagree.
My note for this is I don't want them to pull their dicks out in the hole at the end.
Oh my God. Why?
I think it's funnier because they were
did it offend your Christian sensibility?
Oh my God. Were you offended? In the Mitsubishi Montero.
Wow.
Mitsubishi Eclipse Sport.
And the amount of Christian gays are logging off right now.
In the Mitsubishi Galant in the name of the Mitsubishi Mirage, Son and Holy Spirit.
No.
I just think they were building this pattern of the glory holes being more and more menacing. So I thought they should have been sucked into the glory hole, right? There was a pattern of the glory holes being glory holes, like kind of becoming this like scary thing. They should have been sucked in at the end. That's called pattern, baby. That's called heightening, mama. Okay. But speak on. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Can you talk?
No.
Why are you talking?
No.
Okay.
No, because the thing is, it's not Poltergeist is the thing. So, you're so we're not looking for any whole, like, what is, no, what's wrong with you?
You're
no.
so stupid.
This was perfect.
It was
I will
great.
Say, though, that I felt like every video had that, like, chocolate. I mean, it was definitely sponsored by that chocolate dick cake.
Yes, thing. Those dick waffles, whatever they were.
Because, yeah, dick waffles. And I was like, oh, we're seeing a lot of those.
We sure are. I do want a dick waffle maker, though. God, I want. I that sounds fun.
A dick waffle maker.
I think it's a dick waffle maker. Are they? Oh, it's a place where you go buy the dick waffles. It's not the waffle maker.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got it. Got it.
It's like Pink's hot dogs.
Got.
But you know, sweet. I guess.
Ooh, qué rico.
Did you say gay Rico?
Gay Rico. and que bella.
There it is.
So
everyone take a shot.
The second one, let's talk about it comedically. There's no, they're just whores and club goers from the beginning. Whereas as opposed to the beginning, there's a fun reversal of expectations when the reporters become sluts. This is just sluts being sluts.
Well, it's like one of them, it's too narrative in a way that it bogged it down.
100%.
Like if they were going to be sluts. But like Drag Setless was like the voice of reason. And then you see her sort of change. And it's like, we're not, your job is to tell us why Spain is the place to go. But instead, she's given us narrative.
100% agree.
And we're
pattern,
not here for that.
Not plot. If you ever are in Drag Race and you have to write one of these, pattern, not plot. Club 96, holes, the glory holes thing. Comedy's about that simple chorus, especially when it lives in these 2 to 3 minute chunks.
Yeah.
And now we're doing a lot of fucking humping.
I mean, the dry humping was explicit, honey.
My God, they were really enjoying themselves.
I mean, woo! I was like, I had to clutch my pearls there for a
this
second.
This one like, guy oh is really having a blast. Jesus Christ.
What do you mean one guy? They were all having a blast.
They were, but one guy was at least like mocking it a little bit more. And this other guy was like, baby, I'm opening the cheeks like the Red Sea. Okay. I'm parting these, sweetie.
Oh God.
I did think Drag Setlas was more fun and funny.
No, I disagree. I think Marina was a little funny.
Incorrect.
No, what do you mean incorrect?
Drag Setlas was committed and in the character and like committing to that stupidity, and Marina was just kind of like, oh, I'm fucking. And Drag Setlas was like, oh.
I mean, they were both bad.
Okay. Wow.
They were both very bad.
Wow, Mimi.
It's true.
I thought Drag Setlas was fun. Like, I'm not saying she was perfect, but she was fun.
No.
Okay, work.
You just want to fuck her. No.
No, that's not true. I literally said she committed.
No.
She gave us the nut we wanted. She was committing to those moments in a way that wasn't like, how can I control this? She was letting go. And you know, good comedy comes from that commitment.
No.
Okay,
if you think that is comedy, I'm worried for your students. I'm genuinely worried for them. And you know what? I have been. I have been worried.
Wow.
I see you perform. I'm worried.
You're evil. You're so fucked up. You're so fucked up. You are the jury G.
If you think that
you
is
are the
comedy?
Jury G of this podcast. Just mean and unnecessary. That was unnecessary. That was completely uncalled for.
We'll talk about Jury G later. We'll talk about
so now
her
we
iconic.
Have, oh, she's iconic and untucked. Okay, the sisters who want to fuck. The beach sisters whose
very fun.
Tits are out. Very fun. Very simple.
Fun. And I think this is a perfect balance of plot and pattern.
Yes, you're right. We have a setup.
Because we get a storyline of these two old ladies
setup,
who want to hang. Okay, Dr. Comedy, you still are not funny. So it's about these two older ladies that want to hang out at Young Spots, and they go to a gay beach. And they have a gay old time, literally.
Literally. Yeah, I liked it. It was fun. These characters were specific, and they weren't just sluts. They were actually like the specificity of like, who, me? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gave it something fun. And
it was so fun. The performances were tight. It was really fun. I like this.
Yeah.
Also, these men were going at it too.
Oh, they were having a good time. I enjoyed the seagulls. That was kind of fun. I kind of want
also that Supreme was involved too was very cute.
Comedy note, I would say then, why not blow some sand? Like, they're kind of having fun with the horrible things that can happen at this beach. Why not blow some sand in your face? Why not be attacked more by the birds and love it?
It's all sexual.
It's called a pattern, baby. It's called a pattern.
Pattern? What are you playing the pattern of?
These birds shit on them and they loved it.
The right answer, honestly, because we all know comedy has a right and a wrong. The right answer is you suck the little seagull penises.
Great. I love that. That's a great idea.
Now, see, that's fun. Are you taking notes, Dr. Comedy? Because that was funny.
Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention? Because these girls just got shit on by birds and clapped as if they just saw Jesse Williams' naked dick on Broadway. Okay. That is comedy, and that's a funny pattern they could follow.
Being the gay to clap when Jesse Williams' naked body shows
standing
up.
Standing ovation.
Tacky.
Because it is like, I can tell a dramatic moment and just being like,
oh,
brava!
God.
Brava!
Oh my God.
So here we go. The winners is clear as day. We don't need to talk about that. We need to talk about
obvious
this untucked.
Winners. Whew! Girl.
I might have given it to Benedita.
Because the dreaded question was asked.
Yes.
Who should go home and why? And they said.
We had a nice mix.
There was a nice mix, but some people said Jury G, and she was not too happy.
Plucked.
Specifically with Drag Setla's comment.
Yeah, specifically. Yes, they did not enjoy that. And then Judy G said, hey, I was talking about this challenge and y'all are talking about versatility. And I fucking love what she said about paella.
Being like, she said, I'm more consistent. It's not that I'm not giving you that. I'm giving you consistency.
Yeah.
Bitch.
And she said, bitch, paella has rice in it every time. When paella doesn't have rice, are you like, change it up? It's like, no, bitch, you want the rice.
So it seems to me that you're on Jury G's side.
Jury G, absolute. Well, here's, uh-oh. No, I don't. I don't think anyone's.
Here she is.
Here's what I think. This is the psychological experiment conditioned to break your brain. I don't think anyone's right or wrong. They're just all, you know, hurt, tired, exhausted, and drained. So they're all emotional. They're all living in their own fantasy that they're the winner. And this is what causes the drama. Like, I don't think there's a right and wrong in this. It's like, if you get your name said, you get your feelings hurt.
But if you had to pick a side, what side would you be?
Jury G.
Which is what I asked. What is going on?
I'm just saying, no one did anything wrong. It's like, no one did anything evil. It's not like when someone did
something. You just said Jury G is evil.
Yeah, she's a cunt, but I mean, she's a cunt defending her own position in the competition, which everyone
should be. So does that excuse the actions?
I think so.
Wow, okay.
Wait, what's your...
That does explain a whole lot, actually.
What's your malfunction? What side are you on?
I'm on... Listen to me.
Let her cook up an opinion.
Where's the rice? Do you have the rice?
Get the steam engine. Get the steam engine. Pull the drawstring on the steam engine, you fucking...
Versatility. Old, crusty cunt. This paella is not going to have rice. This paella is not going to have rice because I am... What? Versatile, bitch.
I'm going to say pretty. Because I am what? Pretty.
Well, I can't say that for myself. Other people have to say that to me. For my spirit to move on. But I will say it was very rude what Jury D did.
Yes.
But I was like, this is the Scorpio in her. I'm sure she's got Scorpio in her chart. Maybe Mercury or an Aries for sure. There's some sort of Aries, Leo, Scorpio energy happening right now where she's like, you're knocking me down. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to knock you down even further. It's that sort of vindictive energy and the way she did it with the phone conversation. Because that was the thing that pissed everyone off.
Mm-hmm.
It's when she talked on the phone and was like, blah, 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 you know? Mm-hmm. And they were like, the audacity to talk to her pussy like that. How dare she? Which I'm like, girls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why were they
y'all
so mad?
So sore?
Because what did she even say into the phone? I don't even remember it being like that big. I remember her just being like, oh, never mind. She thinks she's funny.
She talked on the phone and was like, she's talking to the spirit of Rafael Cara. She's like, I guess it doesn't matter because they don't think I'm versatile, which like they were so upset about.
Right.
Because they felt like they weren't taking the note, which is you're not versatile, which is not a note. It's a comment. So I stand Jury G 1,000%.
Yeah.
I love that she got really fucking rude because they were rude with her.
Yeah.
So and everything she said was correct. So for that reason, I'm team Jury G.
If you're offended, throw it back, babes. Throw it right. You're a drag queen.
They truly cannot.
Throw it right back.
Honestly, this gave me this sort of like silly drama gave me like sort of like reminiscent of Drag Race Italia, which mm-hmm. I was like, oh, no, not this. Not these arguments again. No, I hope someone doesn't quit or get eliminated for no damn reason.
I know that whole thing of like where we never really figured out what happened. We think she pushed someone in production.
I don't know, girl. I don't know. Does anyone know what the tea is?
I guess. Yeah, right. Well, who watched Italia? We, as we confirmed.
Oh, shit.
Not a lot of people did, unfortunately. It also came out.
Bitch.
They ended the season on Christmas, which of course swamped anyone being able to really consume it. It was.
I know we were all going to mass.
We were all praising our Lord, the Mitsubishi Montero Sport.
You suck. You truly suck.
I hate you. So we get our winners. Yeah, they had the best sketch, period. The looks, whatever. They had the best sketch. We have a bottom two, unfortunately, which is the team. Do you agree with them doing it team style?
Absolutely. For once, thank God. They should be judged by teams. If it's a team challenge,
yes.
Judge them. This like whole we're going to judge you as individuals doesn't make a lick of sense to me. I hate it when they do that.
Right.
Judge them in teams. It's so obviously such a production move when they decide to vote like to judge them as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so stupid. If there is a group challenge, judge them as a group. That's
yeah.
It seems logical to me.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's a gag. It's cute. They did it. It was correct for once. And we all know it's just production. When production splits you up, it's production being production.
Yeah.
This lip sync, can we talk about it? Marina out of the shoe.
I mean, Marina... Marina is a fucking assassin, bitch.
Yeah, this was incredible because she gave, the spirit of Rafaela possessed her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She gave every move you could want from a 70s diva. Like, it was incredible.
Moved just like her. Meanwhile, drag setless girl.
I know.
What happened? What happened there?
I think she's tired. Well... She started slow. I mean, I do love her wizard sleeve. I loved the wizard glitter. I loved the pussy splats. It's not Rafaela, but I thought she got to a pretty impressive place in the performance.
She started bumpy, and I don't think she earned her way back to me.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's cute. The sleeves were cute, but I'm like, but what? But then what?
Yeah.
But
look,
then what?
I was anticipating they would save them both. I really was.
No.
No,
I mean, I do love drag setless a lot. And like, I cannot believe the gaggery of her going home now is wild. But she deserved to go home. She was the weakest all around.
Yeah, she did seemingly give up here at this juncture, even though she just won, which is so fucked.
Also, like, the heels, girl, it's tough. It's tough to lip sync in heels that gigantic. No wonder she wasn't, like, fucking throwing her pussy on the floor. It's hard to walk in those heels.
Yeah, that's true.
But those Canary Island girls, they love them some platforms. They love them some heights.
They love the bigs, the biggins. They love big dicks and love big heels. You know what I mean?
Oh. Whoa, damn, okay.
Her words, not mine. She won't shut up about big dick.
Damn, okay.
And I'm not talking big dick Perkins, bitch. You know what I'm saying? If they did a double Shantae, I would have been like fine with it. But Marina absolutely was better.
I'm really glad they didn't. I'm really, really glad they didn't.
I mean, come on. Saying que dolor while you're doing a pussy split, that's funny.
Okay, fine. But still not as good as Marina.
Agreed.
And I'm still holding out that they might bring a girl back, an eliminated girl back.
They might. I don't know. It could be Setlas.
It could be Onyx. I mean,
I don't know, girl. They might just be getting us to the end. I don't know.
I don't know. I would love to see it truly. Truly and honestly, would love to see it. Yeah.
It could just be a 10-episode order. If it's 10 episodes, TikTok, we're rounding the river bend.
Unless they bring a girl back and eliminate a girl.
Yeah. We shall see.
Which would be real fun.
It would be fun. I'm really enjoying the season, so I would be here for it.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Make it longer.
Make it longer. It is, what a treat. Marina stays. I hope Marina, I would be excited if Marina kind of gets a new juice and gets to the final with a new rejuvenated energy. But do you think she will?
That's a good question. I don't think so, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I think if she's in the bottom two again, I think she could survive it.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think's going home next week?
God. I think it's Marina or Estrella.
Interesting.
Gosh.
I think it's Judy G's time to go.
It could be. You're right.
Her or Estrella.
I think you're right. Fuck. But
she did really well. She did really well. But as we know, the next week is a comedy roast challenge, which...
Well, that's why I said Marina. Can Marina write a roast joke?
No, I don't think so. No. I think if she's in the bottom two, though, you know Jury G's going to be in the bottom two, so... I don't see her out lip syncing Marina. I don't think any of the girls can, to be honest. So
yeah.
But honestly, that's what I said about the Diamante Mary Brown and look where we're at. But also, we all know that Diamante won that lip sync.
Yeah, she did. She did. You never know. I do anticipate Marina being the kind of girl who comes out and says, Santino Rice, can you please shut the fuck up with your no drag
knowledge
mouth? I mean, I hope
so. I hope she could surprise me. I really do.
I doubt it. That's what I'm saying.
I doubt it as well.
So yeah, we'll see. I'm gonna call it Marina v. Judy G in the bottom next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that feels right to me.
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Work. Cute. Amazing. Oscar. Where can people get more Ozzymo if they need to get their Ozzymo?
Well, you just said it. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. And you can also follow me and Mono's podcast.
Yes.
Podcast called The Video Star on Instagram. It's a fun gay old music video time. So just watch it. I think it's a gag. So
it is so fucking fun. Like, I'm not going to lie. We're giving amazing gay journalism.
We're giving
good times. We're giving laughs. We're giving opinions. We're giving nostalgia. Go.
I mean, and if you're a fan of Drag Her, you will be a fan of Podcast Killed the Video Star.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. And I love everyone who gives us a positive review there and here on Drag Her, because
exactly.
If you want more Drag Her podcast, you can follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. Go get into the Kiki there. Additionally, you can give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anywhere you pod. It really, truly, truly, truly helps. I love reading these 5-star reviews. They give me my life. They make me happy.
And are you going to read one?
I'm looking for one. Here's one that's 5 stars. And I'll read it. It's got a criticism, but you know what? That's your right. That's your right to criticize. 5 stars. It says, cringe guest. This is from Willow Pill Smith. I literally downloaded Apple Podcast app simply to express how cringe this guest was. Okay, fair enough.
Wow.
Love Mono, so I'm leaving 5 stars, but let's vet the guests better, please. Okay. Okay, work.
Who do you think they're talking about?
You.
Not me.
Probably you.
Bitch, I live in the attic. I don't know. I'm no guest. I basically live here.
Yeah, you moved into the attic and I was like, oh shit, she's here.
I mean, it's literally
she's
the plot of Black Christmas, bitch.
Anyway, I'm trying to release you. You're pretty. Go. Go.
No, you didn't mean it's not sincere, so I'm still here.
Fuck.
Boo, bitch.
Fuck. I'm gonna have a hard time conjuring up some sincerity on that sentiment.
You're gonna have to act for once in your life.
Yeah, good luck. Oh, that is actually something I should plug. Oh my god, thank you for reminding me. If you're listening to this, you can go watch me on the first ep of HBO's Hacks.
Oh my god, amazing!
Out wherever you stream. Go watch me on Hacks. It's fun. It's a cute time.
Amazing. Yay!
Yes, and now we're both HBO hoes.
We are. And also watch Minx too, if you have.
I mean, binge Minx.
Because I'm in all episodes of Minx. Uh-huh.
Yes. We're both in HBO shows an equal amount.
Now, hold on a minute.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Go watch Minx. Season 2 is coming because
yes.
Y'all crushed that first season so hard.
It's fun. It's fun. I got to do it again with my girls.
It's actually excellent. It's funny. It's smart. It's stupid. And it has big dicks.
Yeah.
What else do you want, Canary Islands? What else do you want?
What else? Nothing else.
Nothing else. Well, till next time, my dears. Let the music play.
There's no music playing.
There is music. You just can't hear it. Yeah.
that was a HeadGum Original.